here for that. I'll introduce myself first. My name is Brandon Campanelli. I will be your MC for the evening, and I'll be making up as I go here. Let me go ahead and have our judges here introduce themselves, and take it away.
What do you think about the next Assassin's Creed? Are you excited for that?
Yeah.
Want to be a Templar?
No.
No? I don't know, I thought it was a lot, it's fine. Go ahead and give a couple of votes here. Everybody can get some pictures of you. Thank you very much. Moving right along, we have Julie. Or not. No, they look like a Julie. Alright, next up we do have X-Fox. I believe so. Is that your name, X-Fox? And did you make that costume? And about how long did it take you to make it?
Hour-wise, about less than 100.
Less than 100? Okay, cool. And what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Strawberry.
Strawberry. I like hazelnut. Chocolate. I'm a Nutella fan. Is anybody else here a Nutella fan? No strawberry fans. Everybody gets a great picture of you.
Yeah.
Sweet. One more round of applause. Alrighty, and next up we have Nico Nico. Please tell them who you are dressed up as.
I'm Sealand from Natalia.
Anyway, do we have any Natalia fans in the audience here? You have Patrick Sides here. Everybody was excited to see him, right? Did you go see Patrick Sides?
Yes.
You got his autograph?
No.
Go ahead and do a couple of posts. We can get some good pictures of you.
Yes, for all props and everything.
Well, feel free to do a couple of poses here so you can get some good pictures of your costume. Thank you very much. Well, I mean, that's a good one to practice. All right, and next up we have Alien Matt, who's dressed up as somebody that I saw here. Great. Another round of applause for you. have Lady Apocalypse. Good evening, Lady Apocalypse. So up next we have Julie. Good evening, Julie. And for those who don't know, who are you dressed up as? And is QB or is it QB or QB?
Either or.
Probably QB,
so.
And is QB your favorite character?
Yes.
Obviously, that's such a silly question. I'm kidding. Anyways, do a couple of poses here. Everybody looking at your picture? And another round of applause for Julie. All right, and so then next up we have Ashley Casper. Good evening. Oh, here, I think you can come on. I keep encroaching on that side of the stage. And for those who don't know, though everybody should, who are you dressed up as?
I'm dressed up as Elsa from Disney's Frozen.
Disney's Frozen. How many of you saw Frozen? Did you like it? Most people did. You said no, I mean, you like the 1% of people who didn't like that. And did you make your own costume?
You did.
And about how long did it take you to make?
It took around 110 hours.
And is this all, is it out? I can see how that time would come by. I've done hand embroidery before. I will never do it again. Ever. No. I will not torture myself anymore. Please do a couple of poses here and everybody can make your picture. Awesome, thank you very much, and another round of applause for Ashley Casper. And next up, we have Audrey. I was right. Oh, where's the words?
Oh, Audrey.
And who are you just up there?
I'm first up as Frederica from a manga series called Siren.
A manga series called Siren? Is anybody here in the audience who read Siren?
Alright. If you do a costume and it's like from something that like you're not sure if people are gonna get it. And I've done that a couple times. And then I'm like, I don't know. Does anybody know what I'm doing? I'm not sure.
And you made your costume yourself?
I made it with a little help from my mother, but I did a lot of it myself. We had to get the pattern out of four different dress patterns and jacket patterns. So it has like the seam goes all the way up, and then it's the cuts right here, and it has to have a hood. It was horrible to work.
Very time consuming.
It actually only took us like 6 hours once we got going, because it's just easy pieces, very large to cut out and then sew together. So it wasn't that bad, and since there were two of us working on it, like I was ironing everything while she was doing the surgery, because the time and the experience to use the serger is late cement, and it's really tricky to work with. But it only took about 6 hours or so. We just did it in one sitting all the way through.
Well, that's great. It's always good to have help, you know? So, do a couple of poses here, and everybody will get your picture. Great, and another round of applause for Audrey. And next up we have Lauren. Hello, Lauren. And it seems like there's a little bit of influence on your costume here. Please tell me the series that has influenced your costume.
Definitely Doctor Who.
I thought so. I wasn't sure. The TARDIS was kind of a giveaway. Yeah. And did you make this yourself?
Yes.
And how long did it take you?
On and off, about a week.
And it's an original design? I see that the pleat opens up and there's a whole other thing inside. It's very cool.
Awesome.
It is bigger on the inside. Oh, there you go. Well, go ahead and do a couple of poses and we'll get a picture. All right, one more round of applause. Next up, we have Krista Light. Hello. How are you this evening?
Great.
And can you tell everybody who you are dressed up as?
I'm dressed up as Gunnar Yuna from Final Fantasy X-2 by Square Enix.
Final Fantasy X-2. How many of you played X-2? Did you make your own costume?
Yes, I did.
And about how long did it take you?
Over a period, about 3.5 weeks, I made the shirt, side skirt, belt, armband, wristband,
everything
from scratch. I've been collecting materials for this costume, dream costume line, for over 4 or 5 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Yeah, very dedicated. So feel free to do a couple of poses here so everybody can get your picture. You didn't see them, it's all invisible. Give them a round of applause. Thank you. Next up we have Hybrid Twist. Or something.
I'm dressed as Kirito from Sword Art Online, but I am from the PSP game version.
PSP game version. So it's different from the anime version.
A little more detail.
And did you find it, because it's on the PSP, did you find it difficult to get all that detail?
A little bit, yeah. That's the only cutscenes I had were the original openings, because those are the ones I can find actual, like, back side from the images of.
And you made your own costume?
Yes.
How long did it take you?
It took me about 48 hours. I usually work in the afternoon at night because I have a day job, so. But I worked weekends during the weekdays, and I had to get it done at that point.
Well, if you can just do a couple of votes, everybody can get your picture. Great, and one more round of applause for Hybrid Kids. Next up, we have Asgardian Ace as Thor. Please don't hit me with that. I'm sure we'll hurt. And did you make your own costume? And about how long did it take?
About 4 weeks.
And what is this material it's made out of? It looks like some like a kind of a foam.
Yeah, most of
it
is.
Just to do a couple of votes here, everybody should get your picture. All right, and one more round of applause. Next up, we have Fatima Camilosa. And for those of you who don't know, who are you dressed up as?
A super anime from the Neo Genesis
Online. That's a favorite anime of mine. Is it your favorite anime?
Yes.
And is Oscar your favorite character? Obviously. And did you make your own outfit?
Yes, I did.
And about how long did you make?
I made it 4 years ago, and it was really shabby. I revisited it and
it looked a little better. Did you make that yourself as well? And what did you make for that? So if you could just do a couple of photos, anybody can get your picture. Great, and one more round of applause. And next up we have Victoria. Hello, how are you this evening?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little worried, though, to be quite honest, because you have a giant axe, and we're the only two people out here on stage, and you're very close to me, and it's bright. Please tell everybody who you are dressed up as.
I am Cressy from Log Horizon.
And did you make this entire outfit yourself?
Yes, completely from scratch.
Wow, and that's how long did it take you?
About a month.
That's a long time. Please do a couple of poses so everybody can get your picture. And one more round of applause for Victoria. And next up we have Navi Hunter from James Cameron's Avatar. I was expecting you to be a lot taller.
Everyone's talking about that.
Well, that's okay. I guess not everybody can really speak but it's okay because that just means you can speak a little better and really catch your breath. That way you don't stand out, right? Right with the skins.
Yeah.
Please go ahead and do a couple of poses here so everybody can get a picture. Awesome, and one more round of applause for Navi Hunter from James Cameron's Avatar. Next up we have Christina. Hello, and who are you just looking
at? I'm Princess Hilda.
Princess Hilda, and that's from?
Zelda.
That's right. And did you make your own costume?
Yes.
And since it was your first time, it took quite a while.
It took only 3 months.
3 months?
No sleeping.
Okay. Awesome. Well, please do a couple of poses here so everybody can get your picture. Yeah, step forward. One more round of applause for Christina. And next up we have Christina Schatcher. Is it Schatcher?
Yes,
round of applause, Christina. Hello. I recognize your outfit, but please tell me who you are, Christina.
I'm Amy Rose from Sonic the Hedgehog.
And, have you defeated a lot of enemies with that hammer tonight?
No, I'm not allowed to hit people with it. That's not allowed.
Come on,
let's hit people.
Well, you don't hit the attendees, but you have to protect them.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of things, like, bugs.
Yeah.
It's good for bugs. It's good to stop bugs. And did you make your entire outfit?
Yes, I made everything except for the food, which I bought from the altar, and I bought the food.
Great.
Please.
Right. And the book. All right, and one more round of applause for Christina. And next up we have Mero-chan. Hello, Mero-chan. Round of applause. Thank you. Thank you. One more round of applause for Allison. Next up, we have Evil Queen Cosplay. Hello. And everybody probably knows who you're dressed up as. I know you told the audience earlier, most of them have seen where you're from, but they're still here. And did you make your own outfit?
I did.
Oh, did you do all the beat work as well? That must have taken a very long time. About how long did it take?
The working of caution obviously
took about 2 months. The beating alone took a really long time. Basically, hour and a half. So, very long time. And one more round of applause for Evil Queen Cosplay. All right, and next up, oh, I see it. Next up we have Jesse, who is one of them. Hello, Jesse. How are you? Doing good.
Very happy.
And did you make your own outfit?
No.
You didn't? Oh. Your girlfriend made it, all right. And about, do you know how long it took her to make?
Quite a few
months,
I'd say about 6 months.
That's a long time. Please do a couple of poses here so everybody can get your picture. Awesome, let me tell you. And
Do you know about how long did it take you to do that?
14 months.
14 months? Oh, four months. Please step forward and do a couple of poses, everybody can get your picture. And one more round of applause for Brandon, everybody. And next up, we have Miss Marvel. Hello, Miss Marvel. And how are you this evening?
I'm great. How are
you? I'm good. And did you make this outfit yourself?
Yes.
And about how long did it take you? 5 hours? Did you make it all from scratch?
I modified the leotard and then dressed
and everything. And I'm assuming Ms. Marvel, what's your favorite character?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite story arc with Ms. Marvel?
I just like the old
things most of them. A lot of people do. Please do a couple of poses here so everybody can get their picture. How many My Little Pony fans do we have in the audience here? Yeah! Romy!
Where are my bros?
lot of noise. And did you make your last?
I made, for the most part, this is actually my very first cosplay I've ever made. I've been going to conventions since about 2003, but I always believed that because I was a larger girl, that I wasn't meant to cosplay.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're adorable.
It doesn't matter. It takes everybody. If you want to cosplay, you don't. It doesn't matter what anybody else tells you. It's all about what you want. If anybody ever says anything to you, just tell them, shh, get out of here. What are you talking about? And who this won't be? Come on. Do a couple of buzzes and everybody can get your picture.
Choi for her Gunner Yuna costume.
Yes. Yeah.
say, and it's just a reminder to everybody who does receive an award today, make sure that you do go to the Kraken Con photo booth, which is around the corner here, to get your photo taken, as well as receive your prizes. So the look-alike winner is Jennifer Urias for Zoe Wasserman.
Invite all of our award winners up here on stage for a group shot.